Balaba Grivaradari Chaya Grivaradari Kopi dana balaba, grivardari, kaya grivardari. So da na na na, Raja Jana Ranjana, Jaya Raja Jana Ranjana. So da na na na, Braja Jana Ranjana, Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana. So da na na na, Braja Jana Ranjana, Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana. Tiravarachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Yamuna Tiravarachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Kopi dana balaba, grivardari, kaya grivardari. Oh.
His divine grace, Shalasi, Bhakti Vedanta Swamira, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Haribo, glories to the sound devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Maum Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristai Bhute, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamita Namane, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Vacharane, Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatya Desatarne. Om Agana Timanandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shigro Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigram Vaishnavam Scha Shirupam Sagridatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Prajna Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivasakam Vitam Scha Hey Krishna, Karna Sindo, Dinabando, Jagatpate, Kopesha, Kopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshri, Prishubhana Sutadevi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vanchakapa Truvyascha, Kripa Sinubhyevacha, Padidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4, Chapter 8, Dhruva Maharaj Leaves Home, Text Number 54. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya Mantrena Anena Korya Devasya Koryat Dravya Mayim Buddha Saparyam Vividai Dravyai Desha Kala Vibhaga Vit Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Mantrena Nena Devasya Korya Dravya Mayim Buddha Saparyam Vividhar Dravyar Desha Kala Vibhagit Gavit Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Mantrena Nena Devasya Korya Dravya Mayim Buddha Saparyam Vividar Dravyar Desha Kala Vibhagavi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dravya Mayim Buddha Saparyam Vividhar Dravyar Shri Kala Vibhagave.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Mantre Nanena Devasya. Kuradvadra Mayim Buddha. Saparya Vivida Dravya. Shakala Vibhagavi. Ladies. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Andrena Nena Devasya. Uryadravya Mayim Buddha. Parya Vividardravya. Deshakala Vibhagavit. Om.
Om.
O my Lord. Namaha.
Namaha.
I offer my respectful obeisances. Bhagavate. Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudevaya. Unto the Supreme Lord Vasudev. Mantrena. By this hymn. Or mantra. Anena. This. Devasya. Of the Lord. Koryat. One should do. Dravyamayim. Physical. Buddha. One who is learned. Saparyam. Worship by the prescribed method. Vividai. With varieties. Dravyai. Paraphernalia. Desha. According to country. Kala. Time. Vibhagavit. One who knows the divisions. Translation and very big purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila
Prabhupada.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is the 12-syllable mantra for worshiping Lord Krishna. One should install the physical forms of the Lord, and with the chanting of the mantra, one should offer flowers and fruits and other varieties of foodstuffs exactly according to the rules and regulations prescribed by the authorities. But this should be done in consideration of time, place, and attendant conveniences and inconveniences. Purport. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya is known as Dvadashakshara Mantra. This mantra is chanted by Vaishnava devotees, and it begins with Pranava or Omkara. There is an injunction that those who are not Brahmanas cannot pronounce the Pranava mantra. But Dhruva Maharaj was born a Kshatriya. He at once admitted before Narada Muni that as a Kshatriya, he was unable to accept Narada's instruction of renunciation and mental equilibrium, which are the concern of a Brahmana. Still, although not a Brahmana but a Kshatriya, Dhruva Maharaj was allowed on the authority of Narada to pronounce the Pranava Omkara. This is very significant. Especially in India, the caste Brahmanas object greatly when persons from other castes who are not born in Brahmana families recite this Pranava mantra. But here is tacit proof that if a person accepts the Vaishnava mantra or Vaishnava way of worshipping the deity, he is allowed to chant the Pranava mantra. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord personally accepts that anyone, even one of a low species, can be elevated to the highest position and go back home, back to Godhead, simply if he worships properly. The prescribed rules as stated here by Narada Muni are that one should accept the mantra through a bona fide spiritual master and hear the mantra in the right ear. Not only should one chant or murmur the mantra, but in front of him he must have the deity, or physical form of the Lord. Of course, when the Lord appears, it is no longer a physical form. For example, when an iron rod is made red hot in a fire, it is no longer iron, it is fire. Similarly, when we make a form of the Lord, whether of wood or stone or metal or jewels or paint, or even a form within the mind, it is a bona fide spiritual transcendental form of the Lord. Not only one must receive the mantra from the bona fide spiritual master, like Narada Muni or his representative in the disciple succession, but one must chant the mantra. And not only one must chant, but he must also offer whatever foodstuff is available in his part of the world according to time and convenience. The method of worship, chanting the mantra, and preparing the forms of the Lord is not stereotyped, nor is it exactly the same everywhere. It is specifically mentioned in this verse that one should take consideration of time, place, and available conveniences. Our Krishna consciousness movement is going on throughout the entire world, and we also install deities in different centers. Sometimes our Indian friends, puffed up with concocted notions, criticize. This has not been done. That has not been done. But they forget this instruction of Narada Muni to one of the greatest Vaishnavas, Dhruva Maharaj. One has to consider the particular time, country, and conveniences. What is convenient in India may not be convenient in the Western countries. Those who are not actually in the line of acharyas, or who personally have no knowledge of how to act in the role of acharya, unnecessarily criticize the activities of the ISKCON movement in countries outside of India. The fact is that such critics cannot do anything personally to spread Krishna consciousness. If someone does go and preach, taking all risks and allowing all considerations for time and place, it might be that there are changes in the manner of worship, but that is not at all faulty according to Shastra. Srimad Viraragava Acharya, an acharya in the disciple succession of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, has remarked in his commentary that chandalas or conditioned souls who are born in lower than Shudra families can also be initiated according to circumstances. The formalities may be slightly changed here and there to make them Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that his name should be heard in every nook and corner of the world. How is this possible unless one preaches everywhere? The cult of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavad Dharma, and he especially recommends Krishna Katha, or the cult of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. He recommends that every Indian, considering the task to be para upakara, or welfare activity, take the Lord's message to other residents of the world. Other residents of the world does not refer only to those who are exactly like the Indian Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, or like the caste Brahmanas who claim to be Brahmanas because they are born in the families of Brahmanas. The principle that only Indians and Hindus should be brought into the Vaishnav cult is a mistaken idea. There should be propaganda to bring everyone to the Vaishnav cult. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose. There is no bar to propagating the Krishna consciousness movement, even among people who are born in Chandala, Malecha, or Yavana families. Even in India, this point has been enunciated by Sanatana Goswami in his book Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is Smriti and is authorized Vedic guide for Vaishnavas and their daily behavior. Sanatana Goswami says that his bell metal can be turned to gold when mixed with mercury in a chemical process, so by the bona fide diksha or initiation method, anyone can become a Vaishnava. One should take initiation from a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciple succession who is authorized by his predecessor spiritual master. This is called diksha vidana. Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Vyapashritya, one should accept the spiritual master. By this process, the entire world can be converted to Krishna consciousness. The verse again. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Mantrenanena Devasya Korya Drava Mayim Buddha Saparyam Vividar Dravyar Deshakala Vibhagavit. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is the 12-syllable mantra for worshipping Lord Krishna. One should install the physical forms of the Lord, and with the chanting of the mantra, one should offer flowers and fruits and other varieties of foodstuffs exactly according to the rules and regulations prescribed by the authorities. But this should be done in consideration of time, place, time, and attendant conveniences and inconveniences. Mam Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktiviranta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatundeve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyatya De Sadharane. Here it mentions Srila Sanatana Goswami's philosophy Yata Kanchana Yadi Dikshna Dhanavid Diksha Dana Vidanitaha, that just as bell metal or rasa can be turned into gold by a mixture of chemicals, so in the same way, even a person who's not a Vaishnav can be made into a Vaishnav by following the proper process. Smarta Vyaksaratam Vishnur Bismartak Jatu Nakinshit Sarvavidhi Nitsedyasyor Eteyor Eva Kinkara, that all the rules and regulations are to help one somehow or another always remember Krishna and never forget him. And here the example is given that if you put an iron into the fire, the iron becomes hotter and hotter and hotter, and then gradually takes on all the qualities that the fire has. So the fact is, as Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita, Sharira yadavapnoti yatschapyu kramatishvaha rihivat tani samyati vayur gandha nivashayat. Just like living entities that are carrying their different conceptions of life from one body to another, just like the air carries aromas. Thus they quit one kind of body and again quit it to take another. In other words, all of us were eternally pure spiritual beings. But because we're attached to the wrong conception of life, namely to control the material nature for our enjoyment, for our own enjoyment, therefore we become entangled in taking one body after another, material body. Material body means a body which is covering our consciousness. It covers our consciousness simply because we're attached to the wrong conception. That if we can develop the right conception, then the material nature will no longer affect us. The right conception is that Jiva Sarup Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das, that I am Krishna's eternal servant. That the more one is absorbed in that consciousness, then the more one becomes in contact with Krishna, or the more Krishna reveals himself. So the Hare Krishna mantra, of course, is asking Krishna to kindly engage me in your loving service. Of course, we can chant the Hare Krishna mantra or any mantra in any way we like to chant it, according to our conception of life. There are many people, as Sura Prabhu can probably confirm, nowadays who are chanting Hare Krishna all over Los Angeles. Isn't that right? But they don't have exactly the same conception of life that we have, which comes through the simple succession. Just like one time I met one lady who told me that she was a great devotee of Krishna, she loves Krishna, she had a nice deity of Krishna, and she worshipped Krishna, and that soon she was going to become Krishna. So it's nice to take care of yourself. But if you don't know who you are, you might get into some trouble. So one has to have the right philosophy. Then one can chant with the right consciousness, with the right mood. Mood is very subtle, and in the meantime, we have to work on not only our mood, our understanding, our activities, etc. Iha yasya harar dasye karmana manasa gira nikilas yavavatsapsu jivamuktas ujite. That it's not enough simply to engage our gross physical body in some activity. Even that activity may be, of course, there is certainly nothing wrong with engaging our gross body in the activities of devotional service. But it's not sufficient. We also have to engage our mind and intelligence. And eventually we ourselves have to be engaged. But unless we're desiring to engage, first of all, our gross body, then it's very unlikely we'll be able to engage our subtle mind and intelligence, what to speak of ourselves. Actually, in this particular stage that we're on, we're engaging ourselves by engaging, by dovetailing our desires with Krishna's and desiring to become his instrument. As Krishna says, Tasmat yutishtaya tvam yashtashva jatrum tishta yatam tritasva chatrum anyafya maya vataniyatam purva meva nimitra matram bhavasava sachin tasmat tvam utishti yashoye bhashva. Just get up and prepare to fight. Jatu shatrum bhukshva rajam saridam. And after conquering your enemy, you'll enjoy a flourishing kingdom. That mayaivataniyatam purvam eva, by my arrangement, they've already been put to death. That you, O Savasachin, can be but an instrument in the fight. In other words, our first goal is to make sure that we're utilizing this body as Krishna's instrument. And also, a little bit more advanced than that, we're utilizing our mind as Krishna's instrument. We're seeing things as Krishna wants us to see them. That's why we're hearing. Because we won't know how to exactly engage our senses as Krishna's instrument unless we know how Krishna wants us to engage it as an instrument. So unless we see as Krishna sees, then how will we know what to do? So we have to learn how to see as Krishna wants us to see. And we have to speak as Krishna wants us to speak. So this is called devotional service. Then anyone can do that, as it says here. It is not that utilizing one's body as Krishna's instrument is limited to only a certain class of people at a certain place. Yenye, what is that? What is that verse about? Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pukasha Abira Yavana Shumba Kasharaya Yenye Shudyat Shudyat Tasmai Pravishnave Namaha. That anyone from any part of the world can be engaged in Krishna's service. The Kiratas, the Hunas, the Andras, the Yavanas. So, there are so many different varieties of personalities, and it's not so easy to engage people in Krishna's service because people don't know that there is a Krishna. What to speak of Krishna, they don't even know that there's a God, many people. Even if they say there's a God, they have very little knowledge of God, which is as good as not knowing someone. If you don't know anything about someone, then it's not very likely you can claim that actually I know everything about this person. I believe in the person. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he does. I know nothing about him. But I believe in him anyhow because I feel sorry for him because no one else believes in him. No, the fact is that in order to believe in God, we have to know something about God. In order to know something about God, we have to hear about Him. In order to hear about Him, we have to hear from Him from someone who knows something about Him. And then, it is not that just by hearing about someone, then you know everything about them. You have to get to meet them. You have to associate with them. You have to relate to them. And Krishna says, the way you relate to me is by becoming my instrument. Bhakti mam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva vishite taranantaram. That one can enter into the mysteries of understanding Krishna through the process of bhakti. So, of course, bhakti has different stages, ado, shraddha, tata, sadhu, sangha. So, at the beginning, our bhakti is somehow or another a little bit to engage this body in Krishna's service. Therefore, Prabhupada said that even at the airport or anywhere, someone touches a book, it's the beginning of their service. Of course, not that get everyone to touch the book and my job is done and come back next lifetime. They can get another chance to touch it twice. No, their devotional service has begun. Well, one time I sent Srila Prabhupada some money for the Bhagavad Gita, the little blue Bhagavad Gita. And he said, thank you very much. He wrote back to me, thank you very much for this contribution of love. So in Prabhupada's eyes, that even a little service rendered was a contribution of love. For us, sometimes someone has to do some amazing service. Go out and distribute 10,000 books, and we kind of think, well, maybe he is a devotee after all. Little service they rendered. So in the beginning, in devotional service, we think, in our vision, someone has to do extraordinary devotional service in order to be recognized in our books. All right. Neophyte devotee. But for a very advanced devotee, what to speak of Krishna, that even Draupadi cried out to Krishna once, hey Krishna, and Krishna still remembering to this day the service that Draupadi rendered by crying out to Krishna once, hey Krishna. Of course, her crying out to Krishna, hey Krishna, was probably done with great devotion and love, which was unforgettable to Krishna. But Krishna is internally in debt to anyone who renders any service. Therefore, the meaning of Neha Bikramana Shosti Pratyava Yona Vidyate Svapamapyasti Dharmasya Trayate Mahatobaya. In this path, there's no loss of diminution, and even a little advancement can protect one from the greatest danger. So Krishna remembers whatever we've done in devotional service. Therefore, devotional service is so auspicious. It's pleasing to everyone. It's beneficial for everyone. It's attractive to everyone. It's pleasurable for everyone. It attracts everyone. But we have to also put the iron into the fire and keep it there. It is not that we should think, I put in enough credit. Krishna says, Prapya punya kritam lokam ushisva shastiti samak. I'm going to the heavenly planets. I'll get a few apsaras, a big strong demigods there, and everything will be all right. And when I fall down back to this material world again, back to Chicago or San Diego or L.A., I'll chant a few rounds again. I'll get a free ticket back. No, one should keep the iron into the fire. And then one will actually become a Vaishnava, a devotee sometime. If one becomes a devotee, then all one's material and spiritual desires will naturally be fulfilled, and then one will actually be able to do something useful to help others also become devotees, or more and more useful. The more we stay in the fire of Krishna consciousness, then the more people become interested and exactly what we're doing. As Prabhupada would say, that when the devotees are distributing books, they're not buying the book because somehow or another they see, oh, this is an ancient Indian book in Sanskrit. I always wanted to learn Sanskrit. How much is the book anyhow? Does it have ancient Indian philosophy that doesn't apply anymore to this world? I always wanted to find out some mythological Indian philosophy in Sanskrit that no one can understand. How much is it anyhow? No, people are struck with wonder when they see the enthusiasm of the devotees, their confidence, their enthusiasm, their good qualities, and therefore they want to purchase the book, unless their devotees know some other methodology, which sometimes happens too. But generally speaking, it'll be more productive if by our enthusiasm, by our confidence, by the qualities that Krishna is manifesting in us due to our surrender and our absorption in Krishna consciousness, that people become attracted to becoming Krishna conscious themselves. No one is attracted to becoming morose. Everyone knows already morose. It's normal. But one is attracted when one sees some enthusiasm. I remember one time I was distributing books here in L.A. It was in the movie lines. I guess that's somewhere, Hollywood Boulevard somewhere. This is 30 years ago, actually. And I was not so experienced. I was going down the lines and distributing some books here and there, but people didn't seem so interested. They seemed interested in their movie. But one crazy person came by with a bucket. It was a garbage pail, actually. And he was speaking a mile a minute, going, waving his arms. He's completely crazy. He's so different. And people were so much interested in watching him and hearing what he was saying. It didn't matter if they could understand or not. They're taking out money from their pockets and throwing it into the garbage pail. Just because it was unusual. It was different. So, of course, we don't want to necessarily... We're already different enough. But our real difference should be our enthusiasm, our confidence, which are qualities which are not found. And that comes from absorption in Krishna consciousness. Not only by putting our body through the motion, but actually absorbing our consciousness in Krishna. Either by seeing things in relation to Krishna, which is something that the devotees on any service, what we're doing, we have to see that this belongs to Krishna wherever we are. Whether we're sitting at our desk, whether we're at the airport, we have to have that vision. Not that I'm at my desk, it's all very comfortable here, no one's going to break in and we hope and disturb me, and I'm on my own, and at that airport that it's something different. It's a wild west out here, and who knows what's going to go on here, who's in control here. No, the same mentality has to be there wherever we are. It's all Krishna's energy. It's all meant for Krishna's service. And my job is to become Krishna's instrument and that I can do something beneficial for myself, first of all, and also do something beneficial for others. Para upakara. Unfortunately, as Prabhupada says, because people have a very limited vision, they think only a certain class of people can become Krishna's instruments. Only a certain class of energy belongs to Krishna. But Prabhupada was so elevated that he saw everything as Krishna's. Everything was the potential to be utilized in Krishna's service. Nirbandha sambandhe Krishna vairagi uchite. And he knew perfectly how to do that. How to utilize everyone's energies in Krishna's service. And that technique he's distributed to his descendants in the simple succession. And that's our job to see that also. To see the how to utilize all energies in Krishna's service, and also to pass that down in the succession. Not just theoretically, but by practical example. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Shyam.
Surrender is a big part of devotional service, but can you maybe elaborate? Because in surrender in this Western world usually means put your hands up or we'll shoot you from the movies we've seen.
Here, even if you put your hands up, they'll still shoot you anyhow.
Or a prisoner of war, you know, you surrender.
Oh, they'll definitely shoot you.
Yes, so... People don't like the word.
They won't even ask you to put your hands up anymore.
They don't like the word surrender. Can you?
Well, everyone surrendered. It is not that the Hare Krishna devotees are the only ones who are supposed to surrender. Everyone has surrendered. They're surrendered to their TV programs. They're surrendered to their sports programs. They're surrendered to their parents, to the government. Everyone has surrendered. Ultimately, they're surrendered to their senses. Whatever their senses and mind dictate, they follow. So they're surrendered to them. So we're saying you should surrender to Krishna. If you surrender to Krishna, then you can get out of the entanglement of having to surrender to your senses and mind. The problem with surrendering to your senses and mind is that you're going to suffer. And you're going to be in ignorance, and you're going to suffer perpetually. And the advantage of surrendering to Krishna is that you're going to become aware of reality, and that reality is blissful forever. So you have everyone has a choice, either to surrender to Krishna or to surrender to the illusory energy. And if you think, I don't have to surrender to Krishna, then you'll have to surrender to the illusory energy. As Prabhupada pointed out to Professor Katosky, there's no difference between your philosophy and ours. Your philosophy is you're going to surrender to Lenin, and our philosophy is we're going to surrender to Krishna. So you have to surrender to someone and follow them. Now, when you surrender to Lenin, you're going to go where he's going to go. And if you surrender to Krishna, then we're going to, when we surrender to Krishna, we're going to go where he's going to go, where he is. So you have to make that choice, that's all. We've made the choice. We don't want to go where Lenin went. We want to go where Krishna goes. Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Haribol.